Why was Israel's robbage a big factor in, I don't know whether it has to do with physical survival. It's quite possible that if she had never encountered him, she would still have survived. We know that she is the only woman survivor of a transport of 1,200 people who one day were shipped from Frankfurt to the ghetto of Lodz. All of the other people eventually succumbed to hunger. So that this phenomenon, every day, of living with extreme hunger and life-threatening debilitation, it was the background which we have to realize when we discuss Hilde in Lodz, in particular her encounter with this individual. Israel Aravitch was like warm sunshine to a person like Hilde, who had an active intellectual life, who was herself a constant vigilant observer of life as an experience. And so, other than being directed by her physical needs towards the constant refrain of hunger and deprivation, he was able to get a small group of people together with the express purpose of taking the focus from these necessities that I just described into a realm of higher elevation. We are talking here about the need, not for bread, but for hope and beauty and belief in something that's ephemeral, essentially. These people, when they met, and I have to emphasize again, when these hungry people met for an hour or two, they had, under the most extraordinary circumstances, a surviving need for self-expression. And without Israel Lazarovich getting together this group for mutual conversation and perhaps stimulation, this life-giving support would not have existed. So on the one hand, then, we are having an unlikely scene of relatively young people, I take it, all of them maybe in the age of Hilde, regularly looking forward to walk, as it were, spiritually out of the ghetto into a free world of the spirit and of creativity. That is what I see him representing. There is still another aspect of it which is purely coincidental, and that is that Hilde, taking the leadership in the family after her mother had died already, of putting herself and her father into a separate area in the Lodz ghetto where they had been directed to go, because she had agreed to be transported out of the ghetto into a destination which she felt must be better than the abysmal conditions which existed there. Lazarovich, with greater sophistication, better insight, maybe better information, whatever, spotted her in this crowd that had been segregated already for immediate transport out of Lodz, and persuaded her to change her mind and stay. And at that point, he appeared with the elder of the ghetto, Ramkowski, and he assured this man that Hilde was a great poet who would immemorialize him personally for his excellence and his leadership after the war, and that therefore he should come into the act of a change of mind, which required administrative changes so she could leave that compound. So in that sense, then, now we're talking about Israel Lazarovich actually being a life giver, a physical rescuer from certain death that all she and everybody else were destined to undergo at that time. That's all I can say about Israel Lazarovich. a benefactor in many ways, both physical and spiritual.